Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life. By Marshall B. Rosenberg. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life, by Marshall B. Rosenberg is a book that explores the power of communication to create understanding and connection between people. The book outlines a process for communicating in ways that are respectful, honest, and compassionate. It emphasizes the importance of expressing feelings and needs rather than judgments or criticism when communicating with others. The book begins by introducing the concept of nonviolent communication, NVC, which is based on four core principles. 1. Focusing on what we observe rather than making assumptions. 2. Expressing our feelings honestly. 3. Identifying our needs clearly. And 4. Making requests instead of demands. These principles form the foundation for effective communication that can lead to greater understanding between people. Rosenberg then explains how NVC can be used in various situations such as resolving conflicts, dealing with difficult emotions, improving relationships, and creating win-win solutions. He also provides practical advice on how to use NVC effectively in everyday life, including tips for listening actively without judgment or interruption. In addition to providing guidance on using NVC in daily life, Rosenberg also discusses its potential applications in larger contexts such as education systems, businesses, governments, healthcare organizations, and more. He argues that if these institutions adopted an approach based on NVC, it could help create a more peaceful world where everyone's needs are met. Overall, Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life offers readers an insightful look at how communication can be used to foster understanding among individuals as well as within larger social structures. By emphasizing respectfulness over criticism, it encourages us all to communicate from a place of compassion so we may better understand each other's perspectives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. It is a key component of nonviolent communication and is essential for creating a connection between two people. Main idea number 2. Needs. All human behavior is motivated by needs, and understanding the needs of others is essential for effective communication. Nonviolent communication helps us to identify and express our needs in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 3. Feelings. Feelings are an important part of communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to identify and express our feelings in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 4. Requests. Requests are an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to make requests in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 5. Observation. Observation is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to observe and describe our experiences in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 6. Self-empathy. Self-empathy is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to practice self-empathy in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 7. Empowerment. Empowerment is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to empower ourselves and others in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 8. Conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to resolve conflicts in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 9. Listening. Listening is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to listen in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 10. Assertiveness. Assertiveness is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to be assertive in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 11. Emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to develop our emotional intelligence in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 12. Respect. Respect is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to show respect in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 13. Compassion. Compassion is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to practice compassion in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 14. Honesty. Honesty is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to be honest in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 15. Collaboration. Collaboration is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to collaborate in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 16. Emotional safety. Emotional safety is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to create an emotionally safe environment in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 17. Connection. Connection is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to create a connection between two people in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 18. Non-judgmental language. Non-judgmental language is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to use non-judgmental language in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 19. Emotional expression. Emotional expression is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to express our emotions in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main idea number 20. Problem solving. Problem solving is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to solve problems in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Empathy is an essential part of communication and relationships. It involves understanding the feelings, thoughts, and experiences of another person without judgment or criticism. Empathy allows us to connect with others on a deeper level and build trust in our relationships. When we are able to empathize with someone else, it helps us to better understand their perspective and can lead to more meaningful conversations. In order for empathy to be effective, it must come from a place of genuine care and concern for the other person. We must be willing to put ourselves in their shoes and try our best to see things from their point of view. This requires patience, openness, humility, respect, kindness, compassion, all qualities that help foster connection between two people. Empathy is not only important when communicating with others, it's also important for self-care. Taking time out of your day to practice self-empathy can help you gain insight into your own emotions as well as those around you. By being mindful of how we feel internally as well as externally towards others, we can create stronger connections within ourselves, which will ultimately lead us closer towards achieving true peace. Main idea number 2. Needs are the driving force behind all human behavior. We all have basic needs that must be met in order for us to feel fulfilled and satisfied with our lives. When these needs are not met, we can become frustrated, angry, or even depressed. Nonviolent communication helps us to identify and express our needs in a way that is respectful and compassionate towards ourselves and others. By understanding the needs of those around us, we can better communicate with them in a way that meets everyone's needs. Nonviolent communication encourages us to focus on what we need rather than what we want or don't want. This allows us to express our feelings without blaming or judging others. It also helps us recognize when someone else is trying to meet their own needs through their words or actions, which can help foster empathy and understanding between people. By learning how to effectively communicate our own needs as well as understand the needs of others, nonviolent communication provides an invaluable tool for creating meaningful connections with those around us. Through this process of mutual understanding and respect, it becomes possible for individuals from different backgrounds and perspectives to come together peacefully. Main idea number 3. Feelings are an essential part of communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication, NVC, helps us to identify and express our feelings in a way that is respectful, compassionate, and understanding. NVC encourages us to focus on the underlying needs behind our feelings rather than simply expressing them as reactions or judgments. This allows us to communicate more effectively with others by helping them understand what we need from them. When using NVC, it's important to remember that all feelings are valid, even if they may not always be appropriate for the situation at hand. It's also important to recognize that different people have different ways of expressing their feelings. Some may use words while others might use body language or facial expressions. By being aware of these differences, we can better understand how someone else is feeling without making assumptions about their emotions. Nonviolent communication provides us with tools for communicating our needs in a constructive manner so that everyone involved feels heard and respected. Through this process, we can create meaningful connections with those around us while still honoring each person's individual experience. Main idea number 4. Requests are an important part of nonviolent communication. They allow us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, which helps to create a safe space for dialogue between two people. Nonviolent communication encourages us to make requests with respect and compassion, rather than using aggressive or manipulative language. This can help foster understanding and collaboration between the parties involved. When making requests, it is important to be clear about what we want from the other person. We should also take into account their feelings and perspectives when formulating our requests so that they feel respected and heard. Additionally, it is helpful to provide reasons why fulfilling the request would benefit both parties involved. Nonviolent communication provides us with tools for expressing ourselves in ways that promote mutual understanding and cooperation instead of conflict or hostility. Making requests in this manner can help build trust between individuals as well as strengthen relationships overall. Main idea number 5. Observation is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It allows us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and respectful. Through observation, we can describe our experiences without judgment or criticism. This helps us to communicate more effectively with others and build stronger relationships. Nonviolent communication encourages us to observe the facts of a situation rather than making assumptions or judgments about it. We can use observation to identify what we are feeling, thinking, wanting, and needing in any given moment. By being mindful of our own feelings and needs as well as those of others, we can better understand each other's perspectives. Observation also helps us recognize how our words may be interpreted by others. When communicating with someone else, it is important to be aware of the impact that your words have on them so you can adjust your language accordingly if needed. By using observation when engaging in nonviolent communication, we create an environment where everyone feels heard and respected. This type of open dialogue leads to greater understanding between people, which ultimately strengthens relationships. Main idea number 6. Self-empathy is an important part of nonviolent communication and can be used to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Self-empathy involves taking the time to understand our own feelings, thoughts, and experiences without judgment or criticism. It helps us to recognize our own needs and how we are feeling in any given moment. This understanding allows us to respond more effectively when faced with difficult situations. Nonviolent communication encourages us to practice self-empathy by being mindful of our inner dialogue. We can learn to observe ourselves objectively, without getting caught up in negative thinking patterns or judgments about ourselves. By doing this, we can gain insight into what we need at any given moment so that we can take appropriate action. Practicing self-empathy also helps us become better communicators with others because it enables us to empathize with their feelings as well as ours. When we have a better understanding of both sides of the conversation, it becomes easier for us to find common ground and come up with mutually beneficial solutions. By practicing self-empathy through nonviolent communication techniques, we can develop greater awareness of ourselves and those around us, which will ultimately lead to healthier relationships between individuals as well as within communities. Main idea number 7. Empowerment is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It allows us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while still being assertive. Nonviolent communication helps us to empower ourselves and others by using respectful language and understanding the feelings behind our words. This type of communication encourages mutual respect between individuals, allowing them to work together towards a common goal. Nonviolent communication also emphasizes the importance of listening actively and empathizing with each other's perspectives. By taking time to understand how someone else feels about a situation, we can better identify their needs and come up with solutions that are beneficial for both parties involved. Through this process, we can create an environment where everyone feels heard and respected. Ultimately, empowerment through nonviolent communication gives us the tools necessary to build strong relationships based on trust and understanding. We learn how to communicate effectively without resorting to aggression or manipulation, which leads to healthier interactions between people. Main idea number 8. Conflict resolution is an important part of nonviolent communication. It helps us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while still allowing us to resolve conflicts in a respectful and compassionate manner. Nonviolent communication encourages us to take responsibility for our own feelings and needs, as well as those of others, so that we can work together towards mutually beneficial solutions. At the heart of nonviolent communication lies the idea that all people have basic human needs which must be met in order for them to feel fulfilled. When these needs are not being met, it can lead to conflict between individuals or groups. By understanding each other's needs better through nonviolent communication techniques such as active listening and expressing empathy, we can begin to bridge the gap between conflicting parties. Nonviolent communication also teaches us how to use I statements when communicating with others instead of blaming or attacking them directly. This allows both parties involved in a conflict situation to express their feelings without fear of judgment or criticism from the other person. Through this process, both sides can come away feeling heard and respected. By using nonviolent communication techniques during times of conflict, we can create an environment where everyone feels safe enough to share their thoughts and feelings openly without fear of retribution or judgment from others. In doing so, we open up opportunities for meaningful dialogue, which leads towards more constructive resolutions than would otherwise be possible. Main idea number 9. Listening is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It allows us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while also being respectful and compassionate towards the other person. Nonviolent communication helps us to listen with empathy, understanding, and respect for the other person's feelings and perspectives. Listening can help create a safe space where both parties feel heard and understood without fear of judgment or criticism. When we practice listening through nonviolent communication, it encourages open dialogue between two people by creating an atmosphere of trust and mutual respect. This type of listening helps foster meaningful conversations that are based on understanding rather than judgment or criticism. By actively listening to each other's needs without interruption or defensiveness, we can better understand one another's perspectives, which leads to more effective problem solving. Nonviolent communication teaches us how to be mindful listeners who focus on what the speaker is saying instead of formulating our own response before they have finished speaking. We learn how to ask questions that encourage further exploration into their thoughts and feelings so that we can gain deeper insight into their perspective. Through this process, we become better communicators who are able to connect with others in meaningful ways. Main idea number 10. Assertiveness is an important part of nonviolent communication. It allows us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while still being respectful and compassionate towards others. Assertiveness helps us to communicate clearly and effectively without resorting to aggression or manipulation. We can use assertive language to make requests, set boundaries, give feedback, and negotiate solutions. Nonviolent communication encourages us to be mindful of how we are expressing ourselves so that we don't come across as aggressive or hostile. Instead, it teaches us how to speak up for ourselves in a way that respects the feelings of those around us. This means using I statements instead of blaming others for our problems, speaking calmly rather than raising our voices, listening actively before responding, and avoiding making assumptions about what someone else may be thinking or feeling. By practicing assertiveness through nonviolent communication techniques, we can learn how to express ourselves more effectively while also maintaining healthy relationships with those around us. Through this process, we can create an environment where everyone feels heard and respected. Main idea number 11. Emotional intelligence is an important part of nonviolent communication. It involves understanding our own emotions and the emotions of others, as well as being able to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication helps us to develop our emotional intelligence by teaching us how to be respectful and compassionate when communicating with others. Nonviolent communication encourages us to take responsibility for our feelings, rather than blaming or judging other people for them. We learn how to identify what we are feeling, why we are feeling it, and how best to communicate this information in a constructive manner. This allows us to better understand ourselves and those around us, which can lead to more meaningful relationships. By developing our emotional intelligence through nonviolent communication techniques, we can become more aware of the impact that our words have on others. We also learn how to listen actively so that we can truly understand what someone else is saying without making assumptions or jumping into conclusions. Ultimately, emotional intelligence helps us create healthier relationships with ourselves and those around us by allowing us to communicate effectively while still respecting each other's boundaries. By learning these skills through nonviolent communication methods outlined in Marshall B. Rosenberg's book Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life, we can foster greater understanding between individuals. Main idea number 12. Respect is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It involves treating others with dignity and understanding, even when we disagree or have different opinions. Respectful communication helps us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication encourages us to show respect for ourselves as well as for others, by being mindful of our words and actions. Nonviolent communication also teaches us how to listen actively and empathically so that we can better understand the perspectives of those around us. This type of listening allows us to be open to new ideas without feeling threatened or judged. By showing respect through active listening, we create an environment where everyone feels safe enough to share their thoughts and feelings. Finally, nonviolent communication helps us recognize the importance of self-respect. We learn how to take responsibility for our own emotions and needs while still respecting the rights of others. Self-respect enables us to make decisions based on what is best for ourselves rather than trying to please other people at all costs. Main idea number 13. Compassion is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It involves understanding and empathizing with the needs of others, while also recognizing our own needs. Compassion helps us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. Nonviolent communication encourages us to practice compassion by listening deeply, speaking kindly, and being open to different perspectives. When we practice compassionate communication, we are able to create a safe space for ourselves and others where everyone can be heard without fear or judgment. We learn how to recognize the feelings behind someone's words as well as their underlying needs so that we can respond in a way that meets both parties' needs. This type of compassionate dialogue allows us to build trust between each other, which leads to more meaningful relationships. Compassionate communication requires patience and understanding, but it is worth it when done correctly because it creates an environment where people feel respected and valued regardless of their differences. By practicing compassion through nonviolent communication, we can foster healthier relationships with those around us. Main idea number 14. Honesty is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It allows us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while still being respectful and compassionate. Honesty helps us to be open about our feelings and needs without fear of criticism or judgment from others. This can help create a safe space for dialogue between people, allowing them to better understand each other's perspectives. Nonviolent communication also encourages honesty by helping us recognize the underlying emotions behind our words. By understanding how we feel when we communicate with others, we can more accurately express ourselves in a way that is honest yet respectful. We can learn to use language that conveys our true intentions rather than relying on vague statements or exaggerations. Finally, honesty helps build trust between individuals as it shows respect for their feelings and opinions. When people are honest with one another, they are more likely to listen carefully and take into account what the other person has said before responding. This creates an atmosphere of mutual understanding which leads to stronger relationships. Main idea number 15. Collaboration is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It allows us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while still respecting the needs of others. Through collaboration, we can work together to find solutions that are beneficial for everyone involved. Nonviolent communication helps us to collaborate in a way that encourages understanding and compassion between all parties. Nonviolent communication also emphasizes the importance of listening actively and empathizing with each other's perspectives. This helps create an environment where people feel safe enough to share their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. By taking the time to listen carefully, we can better understand each other's needs and come up with creative solutions that meet everyone's needs. Finally, nonviolent communication encourages us to focus on what we want rather than what we don't want when communicating our needs. This helps ensure that our conversations remain positive and productive instead of becoming confrontational or hostile. By focusing on what we do want instead of what we don't want, it becomes easier for us to collaborate effectively towards finding mutually beneficial solutions. Main idea number 16. Emotional safety is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It involves expressing our needs in a way that does not threaten or judge the other person, and instead creates an environment where both parties can feel safe to express themselves without fear of criticism or judgment. Nonviolent communication helps us to create this kind of emotionally safe space by using respectful and compassionate language when communicating with others. Nonviolent communication also encourages us to be mindful of how we are feeling in any given situation, so that we can better understand our own emotions as well as those of the people around us. This understanding allows us to respond more effectively and compassionately, creating a stronger connection between ourselves and those around us. By practicing emotional safety through nonviolent communication, we can foster healthier relationships with ourselves and others. We learn how to communicate our needs in a way that is non-threatening while still being honest about what we need from each other. This helps build trust between individuals, which leads to deeper connections. Main idea number 17. Connection is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It helps us to create a bridge between two people that allows for mutual understanding and respect. Through connection, we can express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental. This type of communication encourages empathy and compassion, which are key components of successful relationships. Nonviolent communication also helps us to recognize the feelings and needs of others without judgment or criticism. By listening carefully to what someone else has to say, we can better understand their perspective and be more open to finding solutions that work for both parties involved. Connection through nonviolent communication creates an atmosphere where everyone feels heard, respected, and valued. Ultimately, connection through nonviolent communication leads to greater trust between individuals as well as improved problem-solving skills. When we take the time to listen deeply with empathy and understanding, it opens up possibilities for collaboration rather than conflict. Nonviolent communication provides us with the tools necessary for creating meaningful connections with those around us. Main idea number 18. Nonjudgmental language is an important part of nonviolent communication. It helps us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while still being respectful and compassionate. Nonviolent communication encourages us to use language that does not make assumptions or judgments about the other person's feelings or intentions. Instead, it focuses on expressing our own needs in a clear and direct manner without attacking the other person. When using nonjudgmental language, we should avoid words like always or never, as these can be seen as accusatory and judgmental. We should also try to focus on how we feel rather than making assumptions about what someone else may be feeling. For example, instead of saying, "You always do this," we could say something like, "I feel frustrated when I see this happening again," which expresses our feelings without making any accusations. Using nonjudgmental language can help create an atmosphere of understanding between people by allowing them to communicate their needs clearly without fear of judgment or criticism from others. This type of communication allows for more open dialogue where both parties are able to express themselves honestly and respectfully. Main idea number 19. Emotional expression is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It allows us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while still being respectful and compassionate. Nonviolent communication helps us to communicate our emotions in a way that can be understood by others without causing any harm or offense. When we use emotional expression as part of nonviolent communication, it gives us the opportunity to share how we feel about something without attacking or blaming anyone else. This type of communication also encourages empathy and understanding between people, which can help build stronger relationships. Nonviolent communication teaches us how to express ourselves honestly and openly while still respecting the feelings of those around us. By using this method, we are able to create meaningful conversations that lead to better understanding between individuals. Main idea number 20. Problem solving is an essential part of nonviolent communication. It helps us to express our needs in a way that is non-threatening and non-judgmental, while also being respectful and compassionate towards others. Problem solving involves understanding the other person's perspective, listening carefully to their concerns, and working together to find solutions that are mutually beneficial. This process can help us resolve conflicts without resorting to violence or aggression. Nonviolent communication encourages us to focus on finding common ground rather than trying to win arguments or prove ourselves right. We should strive for mutual understanding by expressing our feelings honestly and openly, as well as actively listening with empathy and respect for the other person's point of view. Through this process, we can work together collaboratively towards a resolution that meets everyone's needs. By using problem-solving techniques from nonviolent communication, we can create positive relationships based on trust, respect, and compassion. This will enable us to build strong connections with those around us while also resolving conflicts peacefully. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.